today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
Well, today is Monday, April 20th. It is Patriots Day, and welcome to America's News. The number of people tested for coronavirus, that continues to go up.
As of today, we've tested 4.18 million Americans. That's a record anywhere in the world.
President Trump at yesterday's daily press briefing, testing strategies will be a big topic of conversation in a task force phone call with governors today. The president said that some governors aren't utilizing the full testing capacity since many are relying on state labs instead of private labs. Another 507 people die from the coronavirus in New York State, but that figure represents a continuing decline in the daily death rates. Governor Andrew Cuomo says all indicators suggest that New York State appears to have passed the apex of COVID-19 cases.
We are past the high point, and all indications at this point are that we are on a descent. Whether or not the descent continues depends on what we do, but right now we are on a descent.
The governor held his daily briefing Sunday morning at a medical research center on Long Island. A man who hijacked a Dallas-area rapid transit bus Sunday is dead after a shootout with police at the end of a chase. Garland Police Lieutenant Pedro Bernero described the events as the worst.
There was an immediate threat and danger to the people on the bus. That's why we were pursuing this vehicle. This is something that you could not have asked for a worse situation. You know, we have a situation in which somebody has taken a driver of a bus hostage, is shooting at the police as we are pursuing them.
Officials say 31-year-old Ramon Villagomez commandeered a bus in Richardson, then led officers on a chase through three other cities. Police used spike strips to stop the bus on President George Bush Turnpike, and Villagomez was killed in an exchange of gunfire with officers. He was also wanted for the murder of his girlfriend in San Antonio and assaulting a relative in Brazoria County. That's not the only attack under investigation. Morgan McCarthy has more on an attack in Nova Scotia. Hey, Morgan.
Thanks, John. Police in Canada say the death toll from a shooting rampage is now at least 16. The murder started Saturday night in a small rural town in Nova Scotia. It ended with the gunman dead in a shootout with police after a chase Sunday morning. The gunman was ID'd as 51-year-old Gabrielle Wortman. Investigators are trying to find a motive. North Korea's foreign ministry says it doesn't know what President Trump was talking about when he said he received a nice note from Kim Jong-un. Trump made the statement at Saturday's coronavirus press briefing and said his relationship with the North Korean leader is doing fine. In a statement Sunday, North Korea said there's been no recent letter, and maybe Trump was talking about personal letters exchanged in the past. Trump and Kim have met in the past, but diplomatic efforts have stalled over disagreements on sanctions and denuclearization. Dangerous storms will continue to move across the south this morning, bringing tornado threats, possible flash flooding, high winds, and damaging hail. Tornadoes were reported in southeastern Mississippi Sunday, with trees being uprooted and power lines snapped. Large swaths of the south can expect 1 to 3 inches of rain in areas where the ground is already saturated. For America's News, I'm Morgan McCarthy.
Thanks, Morgan. Ben Olson is here now. He's got a look at today's entertainment headlines. Hey, Ben.
Don, it is time for your entertainment news nuggets. Meghan Markle made an appearance this morning on ABC's Good Morning America. It's her first TV interview since she and Harry moved to the U.S. She discussed the Disney Plus nature documentary, Elephants. Meghan narrates the documentary that follows a herd of elephants walking 1,000 miles across the Kalahari. Anderson Cooper took a personal grooming project into his own hands. Last week, he said he tried to give himself a haircut, but ended up with a giant bald spot on his head. Blue Ivy is reminding people to wash their hands. Over the weekend, Beyonce and Jay-Z's 8-year-old recorded a demonstration video. Blue's PSA was shared on Instagram by her grandmother, Tina Knowles. Snoop Dogg is lighting up the food world with his very own wine. It's called Snoop Cali Red and has his face on the label. The $1,200 bottles are said to debut this summer. The One Direction anniversary has been confirmed. It won't include all of the original members. Liam said Harry, Niall, and Louis will all take part in the special reunion this summer. He said Zayn Malik won't be a part of things. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
Thanks, Ben, and that's going to do it for America's News for this Monday, April 20th, Patriots Day. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. You can check us out, by the way, on Facebook. Look for America's News with John DeMaster, or check out DeMaster Media on Facebook. Have a great day.